the truth and the transparency of my soul and within myself as to what I want to do, how I want to carry your legacy on, because I'm an entrepreneur, just as you. Not only am I an entrepreneur, I'm as far as in real estate. You're in real estate as well. So we have a lot of common, as far as commonalities between the two of us. And I love, you know, to carry his visions and his ideologies. And I like to put my own as well. But I am a strong Trump supporter. I voted actually twice for him. You know, even though my vote didn't count, I voted for you. You know, because you're the only person that I believed in. Out of all the presidents and politicians throughout my life and adolescent years, I loved Ronald Reagan. I couldn't vote for Ronald Reagan, though. But Ronald Reagan, he was a real inspiration. He was unbelievable. He was so charming. He's well-spoken. The guy was unbelievable. And, you know, I went over to his memorial over at Simi Valley. He has his...
the library?
Yeah. Oh, it was very nice.
I have not been there, but whenever I see Air Force One there, it's just incredible.
Yeah, that would be nice. And, you know, I tell you, as far as I would like to have a memorial here in Las Vegas for myself, hopefully, you know, I'll have one here, you know, so everybody can visit me.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it.
In our final couple of minutes, every candidate needs something.
Yes.
And as we are turning the pages of 2021 and moving on to 2022, what is it you need from people that say, hey, this guy's got it. He's got it. What is it that you need from my listeners?
Well, first off, I need to earn your votes. That's number one. Now, all of you out there, I need two votes from you, once in the primary and once in the general election. Now, let me give you dates in regards to the primaries. So you like me as a candidate. You love my charismatic, my personality. You love who I am, regardless of what party I'm from. I'm in the Republican Party. Okay, so you need to move over to the Republican Party in order to vote for me. Okay, so there's one vote. In June of, I believe, 14th, and another vote in a general election, which is November 8th. And if I can earn your vote in both times, in the primaries and the general election, I promise all of you that I will deliver whatever I've promised, and I'll bring a lot to the table here in Nevada. Guaranteed. You know, I work endlessly and tirelessly and objectively, strategically, and I'll make this state like no other. And you got, you know, and I'm telling you, a lot of people are saying, why aren't you running in California? Because I don't like California. I'm sorry. I love Nevada. So I'm here, and I'm here to do good.
To you and your family and to future family.
Yes.
Congratulations. I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. You know, I'm just so honored to have a great partner alongside with me. And she's wonderful. You know,
she'll make a great first lady.
I think she's the governor and I'm the first gentleman in the end.
You all have fun. Have a very safe and happy new year, and we'll talk with you in 2022.
And everybody out there, all you Nevadans, I love you. Have a safe new year, and may 2022, I'll repeat this, will be the most prosperous, most healthiest, and the most prosperous, as far as the most prosperous year of 2022. And if you'd like to research me, go through my website. Website is www.barackzilberberg.com. That's spelled BarackZilberberg. Please go into my site. It's very inviting, and there's a lot of information on my website. And everybody, please, I advise you to look at the January 6th debate over at the Atlantis Hotel in Reno. If you guys can attend, see it live. Or I will have, as far as I'll have footage of the whole debate with my social media team, which they allowed them to come in. And furthermore, they're going to go ahead and record as well. So we'll have it out there for everybody to view the transparency and the truthfulness of each and every candidate. And you are the judge out there. You guys have the instinct, the intuition, and you'll see right through everybody. God bless you all.
There you have it, Brock Zilberberg, candidate for governor of the great state of Nevada. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 2:32, as we check out our traffic cams right now, no delays on the 95 or the 215, both the north and south 215. Moderate flows right now through the resort corridor. Looks like you're averaging about 50 miles per hour. That's northbound at Sunset, south at Sahara. But do remember the Las Vegas Bowl tonight at 7:30, so a couple of hours before the game, there's going to be rush hour flows. And, of course, you're going to have the football game flows, too, on Interstate 15 and the area around Allegiant Stadium, Tropicana, and Russell Road. And right now, you're extremely slow on Interstate 515, both directions, between Main Street and Eastern. Only two lanes are available through that construction zone.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Our year in review takes us back to July 20th.
Tucker with the rebound. The Suns are not going to foul. It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The call from the Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network. The Bucks winning their first NBA championship in 50 years. In Game 6 of the NBA Finals, they defeat the Phoenix Suns 105-98. Giannis Antetokounmpo being named the Finals MVP. He had 50 points and 14 rebounds in the clinching game.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Panera believes in saying yes. Yes to clean, fresh ingredients. Yes to the new chicken sausage and pepperoni flatbread topped with rich mozzarella. Yes to delicious mac and cheese. Yes to putting it on a sandwich, creating the grilled mac and cheese sandwich. And yes to impromptu road trips to Sandwich, Illinois. Because that's living life to the flavor fullest. Get $1 delivery when you order on our app. Panera, live your yes. Pricing and product availability may vary. Visit PaneraBread.com.
Who's the rat who will cop out when there's commies all about?
Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who locks us down while he spreads the virus round, importing illegals to your town?
Steve Sisolak, that's for sure, Jack.
Sisolak is a bad...
He's a bad commie governor.
Right on.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who's gonna lie when he looks you in the eye?
That's where he's at.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
He's a super rat.
Right on. I'm Fred Simon. I am a medical doctor. If you want the liberal madness to end, forget rhinos. Support me in the Republican primary for Nevada governor. Your courage can save Nevada. Volunteer, donate, learn more at simonforgovnv.com. We have to fight back.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada. Vegas, introducing the Waffle Brothers. Born and raised in Las Vegas, serving fresh, delicious waffles and chicken the way you love them, topped with fresh fruit and your choice of fresh toppings. Waffle Brothers has a charismatic staff, engaging customers with unique food in a funky environment, serving one warm waffle at a time. Ask about catering and the Waffle Brothers' vegan and gluten-free options. Open daily, 8 to 4 p.m. The all-new Waffle Brothers Las Vegas on Sahara, west of Buffalo. Order online at wafflebrothers.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense. Here's the number, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. I had a chance to visit with a candidate for Congress from CD1, Jesse Turner. He is the Republican candidate for Congress District 1. He is a civil rights leader, a homeless activist, and he always reminds me, I'm a politician too, don't forget. And I had a chance to ask him what Christmas was like around Jesse Turner's house just a couple of days ago.
Christmas for me is always grandkids. Even my kids, all my kids are in their 30s. So even my kids will tell you, Christmas for me is like grandpa and grandkids. So, you know, Christmas is grandkids and happiness for me. And I'm just so happy. My kids, they like, he didn't pass right by us. He didn't went straight to the grandkids.
Oh.
So wonderful, and being a grandfather. And that's why I'm running. People say, why would you put everything on the line? I don't fundraise. I don't take anything from anybody. I put everything and my family and everything on the line. It's for the children. It's for my grandkids and everybody's kids. So that my grandkids and everybody else's children, I have a chance of growing up in a state where we're not mandated to be good little communists. I want my kids to have the chance me and you had.
I want to ask you, because a lot of people have asked me, we have you know, 9 people in the gubernatorial primary, maybe more, who knows, and this is going to be a highly contested race as well, and one that is, for Republicans, winnable, a lot of people believe. I'm just curious why you picked this particular race. What is there about this seat that is so vitally important that you would give up everything to be a part of this race?
Well, when I started out, I was just a political strategist. I was a really good political strategist, and I didn't want to be, you know, I wasn't interested in being a congressman. But when Mary Perry was running for District 1, the party put up no fight for District 1. And hadn't been a union member and hadn't built District 1, had been a Republican all my life, I couldn't just sit back and watch District 1 go without anybody willing to fight. It was just a party. And you know this, Kevin, every year said we can't take District 1. So when I came, I said, I'm just taking District 1. I don't want Republican help because it's no help going to come. Then everybody's attitude was like, oh, he's taking District 1. So we have to have the attitude because we have such a defeatist attitude. District 1 flips the whole state red. So you have to ask yourself, it's illogical. Well, you have, at that point before they redistrict, District 1 was the smallest district in America. You literally need as many votes as running for mayor of Las Vegas as to flip a congressional seat that would turn the district red, and we had capitulated and gave it up. I knew I could take it. I did it for my kids in the future. So I was forced into it to serve. I was forced into service because I knew that I would do it. I knew I believed in Jesus. I have faith. I had so much faith I could do it. And because I wasn't doing it for myself, it's easy to put yourself at risk when you have faith like that.
I want to ask you about the future of Clark County. I know that we always, at the end of the year, look back, but I want to choose to look ahead to the year 2022 for Clark County. What do you see in your crystal ball relative to Clark County and 2022?
Well, right now we're going to have the base come together and take leadership over the leadership. Because when I talk to people, like I talk to Kerry Buck and Jesse Law and these dividing factions, and they don't seem to want to acknowledge that every single person is running for any office in the Republican Party, we're running with a handicap with a divided Clark County. Having been involved with Clark County for so many years and seeing how strong it was in the past, still divided right where I'm running for Congress and so many other people are running for office in the most critical election that could be our last true free election of our lives, the divide Clark County is working right with the Democrats because they don't need to divide and conquer. We're literally handing them victory through division. So for 2022, we need to put down a lot of these lawsuits. We need to have bigger people step up and say, hey, we can't split the people who were poll watchers, the people who went door to door. We can't divide them and depress the people who put so much work into building up Clark County because we're in a civil war against each other. So in 2022, we need leadership to say, we have people trolling each other on the website to see who's a part of this and who's a part of that. And they are really good Republicans, you know, and so we're in such a civil war and nobody wants to admit, not even people running like me, seem like other than me and you, the only people talk about how they could put a candidate at a disadvantage when you split Clark County right during the election. It would seem like it's something that's logical, but everybody's so much interested in having a little bit of power in a blue Democrat state. Instead of making sure we can have a lot of power in a red state, they're just power hungry, and they're not looking out for the best interest of the party or the people. So for 2022, unless we put down these lawsuits, unless we some kind of way unite and call a truce for Clark County, we're putting every single candidate at a disadvantage. And if we have a bunch of people running in the primaries like we do now, governors that's not willing to talk about it other than me and you, then we have a lot of weak people running, too, because everybody running should be united with me saying, right now, we need to call a truce.
I have people come to me all the time, Jesse, and they ask me about people we have on the show, if it's a judge race, which one's conservative, blah, 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 blah. And the question I get about congressional candidates and Senate candidates, are they pro-Trump or are they not pro-Trump? Are they fake pro-Trump folks? What about Jesse Turner?
Well, it's easy to see, like, there are a lot of fake Trump supporters. And the reason I can say that, because it's evident in how, especially in the leadership of this party, starting with Mitch McConnell, you know, Lindsey Graham, who flip-flop, we call him Flop Flipper, and a lot of people running here in this state. It's impossible to be a Trump supporter if you're not talking about Letitia James. Me and you have been talking about how she ran just to lock up President Trump, how the district attorney of Manhattan ran. Trump supporters should be organized. If we had a leadership that was Trump supporters, we could never let anybody run to lock up our leader or any political opponent. And if they did it to Trump, then if you think you can back Sanchez or Ted Cruz, they're going to do it to him. Real Trump supporters will stand up and say, hey, be organized. You can't elect anybody that's running as a district attorney to lock up anybody, whether they're Republican or not. We have a lot of people in this party that's not saying anything. Only people talk about it, me and you. They got people saying they Trump supporters and they wanted to run for president in 2024, but not saying anything about him being kicked off of Twitter. If we don't support President Trump and make sure that we get him back on Twitter and make sure that nobody can be knocked off as a political opposition opponent from high tech, then they'll do it to Sanchez, they'll do it to Cruz, they'll do it to anybody. But it's okay if they do it to Trump. They don't know we're setting the president right now, our principle, where anytime we have a conservative, they could just knock him off of social media, and now they're running with their hands behind their back. There's a lot of people say they support President Trump, won't get together with me and organize and say, let's stop this. You know, President Trump came out and said, I'm against mandate for vaccinations. But anybody who wants to get a booster, or if you want to get that's good for you, they booed him. Yeah, they booed him because he said you should have a choice for your own body. We have a bunch of fake Trump supporters going around Candace Owens, or whoever her name is, went and argued with him about, no, nobody should get a vaccination. That's the same thing as a mandate. They basically, people saying they support Trump is just as communist as a Democrat. It's everybody's choice. It's a bioweapon. So you got people saying it was released from China, then saying, don't do this and don't do that. No, an 80-year-old man not going to make the same choice as a 20-year-old person, and it's idiotic. They mandate anything on anybody. We got people saying we're against mandating while they're literally booing President Trump when he's saying we're against mandates, but it's everybody's choice. They're not real Trump supporters. Marjorie Taylor Greene President Trump put out a tweet saying, okay, black people, if you want to celebrate Kwanzaa, go ahead. The Republican College Association of Young Republicans put out a tweet. Okay, if black people want to celebrate Kwanzaa, go ahead. Marjorie Taylor Greene came out and said, don't do that. You'll run off white people. It's a fake religion. Every black person knows it's not even a religion. So you can't defend that. She's not no Trump supporter. President Trump came out and said, don't give him the infrastructure bill. It'll just lead to reconciliation. a lot of people saying, we're doing good. We build the infrastructure. These are fake Trump supporters. And you know it because everything President Trump does, they go against it.
That's Jesse Turner, and an accomplished orator. And it's tough to find an out cue because he is so entertaining. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. We'll get you ready for the Las Vegas Bowl. It's coming up at Allegiant Stadium. And I hope they have a great crowd. I know there have been a lot of the bowl games that have had to cancel because of Omicron. And I'm just glad we're going to have a game. Any game. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. And it's so good to know that there is going to be a Las Vegas Bowl game coming up tonight at Allegiant Stadium, 7:30 for the kick there. And I'm just happy that they're playing football and that they're not canceling, because I think that sends the wrong message. Gentleman Jim Dallas with us. And Pac-12, and Big Ten. And good matchup.
It really is a good matchup. I was taking a look at some of the numbers here, Kevin. Wisconsin is number one in defense in the Big Ten, and you've got some top-notch talent there. I mean, Michigan is trying to win a championship. So that's saying something. And number two in rushing with 215 yards per game. They've only allowed 15 sacks on the season in 12 games. And that's the second fewest in the Big Ten. So
wow.
So Wisconsin is strong. But I got to tell you, I had some good luck with Arizona State betting on them this year, this season, betting on them. They're averaging nearly 30 points per game, and they're a top five in the Pac-12. So they led the conference in completion percentage. Nearly 67%, and they only threw 9 interceptions. So this should be a heck of a game. The line says Wisconsin minus 7. The total is 42. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Are you gonna stroll on down to the Westgate after you get off work tonight?
I'm going to watch the game for sure. Absolutely.
But are you going to put money on it?
I just may.
It's irresistible, man. Irresistible.
Really,
more to come as we continue. We will close it out for 2021, and we'll start making checks out with 2022 on them. That's always difficult for me. Always, always difficult. As we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Chuck, first of all, can you tell us what it means to be a direct lender?
You ever see those ads on TV for payday loans from Money Mutual and other companies? You know, they had Montel Williams as their spokesperson.
Oh, I've seen them all the time.
Well, they're what's called a lead generator. Check the disclaimer at the bottom of their website. It'll clearly say, this is not a lender. When you see this, it means they just gather your information and sell it.
Oh, so Dollar Loan Center is a direct lender, and you lend your money.
Yep, literally my money. You deal directly with us and only us. Just be careful out there and read the fine print before you give up your data.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get a signature installment loan up to $5,000 in just minutes. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intentions. intend to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants as our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Dr. Michael Allsweet is a director of emergency medicine in Las Vegas. We asked him to report on COVID-19 in his community.
Well, unfortunately, we are seeing an epidemic among the non-